USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump takes the stage in El Paso. He started by blasting the media for negative stories, belittled former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke for getting a poor turnout at his competing rally, and Trump then ran down a long list of accomplishments, including relations with North Korea, tariffs on China, and what he called his economic miracle. Trump paused several times when interrupted by hecklers, and he took aim at the Democrats' new Green Deal.
They want to take away your car, reduce the value of your home, and put millions of Americans out of work. Spend $100 trillion. And remember this, no other country except us is going to do it. That's a little problem, too.
Just before the president's rally, congressional negotiators on a border deal reportedly came to a tentative agreement, but it would only provide $1.3 billion to build 55 miles of new border barriers. Democrats did drop their proposal to cut detention beds. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Fed up over the threat of another government shutdown, Sarah Nelson, president of the Association of Flight Attendants, is threatening a strike and wants the public's support.
So we're calling on the American public. If Congress chooses chaos and chooses to put our industry into turmoil, we're calling on the American public to join us at airports around the country on February 16th. Come out. Join us there.
Current funding for the government runs out on Saturday, while a deal is expected to be passed by Friday. Some lawmakers are considering Monday as an unofficial deadline. Seattle is coping with back-to-back snowfalls, making it the snowiest February the city's ever seen. Mayor Jenny Duncan says more icy weather and more problems could be on the way.
The biggest concern the city has from freezing rain, other than traffic, which we'll deal with, is power. Freezing rain makes branches heavy that then fall on power lines.
President Trump's former personal attorney Michael Cohen is postponing his closed-door testimony again before the Senate Intelligence Committee for the third time this month, this time due to post-surgery medical needs. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A tabloid fighting back after claims of extortion, USA Radio Network's Tim Berg reports.
An attorney representing the company which owns the National Enquirer says politics has nothing to do with the Jeff Bezos story. Ebram Abramowitz said threats to publish intimate photos of the Amazon CEO is not extortion because the company just wanted to tell the truth. Andy McCarthy is a former federal prosecutor and now a Fox News contributor. He also says,
you know, they said we're going to publish this unless you drop your investigation into what we're doing. So, yeah, I don't really see how anyone's First Amendment rights are being trampled on. The National Enquirer, no one ever said they couldn't publish it. No one is saying they can't publish it to this day, but, you know, if they end up running afoul of prosecutors, it's going to be because of their conduct, not their publication.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. House Democrats are calling a tweet from Minnesota's new Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, a Somalian American, hurtful. The tweet accusing a powerful Jewish lobbying group of paying members of Congress to support Israel. Fellow House Democrat Josh Gottheimer tells CNN.
The key is to make sure you have a dialogue and you can actually have a constructive conversation, or you can talk about how what these words mean and how these historic anti-Semitic tropes are unacceptable and they have no place in our caucus.
Omar has been battling charges of anti-Semitism for weeks. She issued an apology on Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.